On this Monday morning, starting really week two of social distancing, isolation for a lot of people, working from home, schooling at home, eating at home, not getting out of the house much at all. Joining us right now with an update on how the coronavirus is going here in St. Clair County is our county medical officer, Dr. Annette Mercantat. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Where do we stand on this Monday morning?
Well, I think we're on the trajectory up, I guess. We're going to see more cases. We're going to see more illness. And certainly our healthcare providers and our hospitals are starting to see people coming in and responding appropriately. You know, we have kind of three tiers to this response. You know, one is making sure that our essential services continue to function, making sure that fire, police, first responders, and our healthcare system can continue to do the work we need to do. I mean, meanwhile, life goes on, right?
Yeah.
Babies are born and things happen. So we need to look at blood supplies, blood drives, and all the things that are going to end up getting us through this intact. So that's a high priority for the Emergency Operations Center and myself, and as a lot of us are working towards getting through this and what we have to do best. So that's one side of it. So what can your everyday person do? We got to walk the walk. People have to do the things to slow that curve down so that we have time to put all these things in place and find cures and find vaccines and all the things that we have to do. So people need to stay home. I don't care whether you have a proven COVID infection or not, this virus is not going to spread as fast if it doesn't have one human being to jump to another. And so it's hard. I really pray that our community does the things it needs to do. I know we will. You got to do things like talk to people. Social distancing doesn't mean social isolation.
Good point.
Right? We want people to take care of each other. You know, one of the important parts of keeping your immune system strong is exercise, moving around.
Yeah.
Weather's going to start getting nice. It's okay to go outside, take a brief walk. I mean, we want you to avoid being close to other people, but that doesn't mean you can't walk or ride your bike and do things that make your body stronger. And so, you know, those things that you can do to make yourself feel better, you need to do. Some things are out of our control. Some of this is out of our control. And we really need to focus on what's in our control, right?
Yeah.
What are the things you can do to make yourself feel better, to help the community? And we're going to just continue to provide, hopefully, an opportunity for people to continue to help. There was lots of discussion about feeding people and mask making and blood drives. There's going to be things that people can do that will really make a difference. So keep your eyes open for that. If you have thoughts or concerns, that COVID-19@stclaircounty.org is a good place to send your ideas. We also have that hotline, the 810-966-4163 number. So people are in a pickle or not sure what to do, that's a good place to call. It's also a good place for us to figure out what's going on. So it's helpful to call if you're hitting a road bump or a snag in something. It gives us that heads up that, oh, here's another area to try and focus on. So that's the advice I have. People, we're just getting started, and this isn't going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon. So everybody's got to take a real deep breath. Know that we can do this. We can do this.
Yeah.
This is going to happen, and we're going to be fine. But how well we get through it and how it unfolds is a large part up to us. We do have control over that. And so I want people to not panic, take a deep breath, But dig in and do the work that we're asking everyone to do.
That's good advice. We haven't been through anything like this before. We've been through emergencies. We've been through situations where we've had to shelter in place, but never for more than a few days. This is going to be a long-term situation. And I wonder if you have any insight into whether we're going to see a gradual return to normal, or if there's just going to be all of a sudden one day somebody's going to say, everything's open, resume your life. I suspect that it's going to be a long-term...
Well, you know, it's not like a hurricane or tornado that comes through and you wake up one day and everything's devastated and everybody goes to work and cleans up and back you go. No, I think this is going to be a gradual acceleration and probably a gradual deceleration. And then we have the issues of combating recurrent outbreaks. So this is a virus, again, and it has viruses are known to come and then kind of get into second waves. And we're going to have to be on our guard probably for quite a long time. And I'm not thinking weeks. I'm certainly thinking months.
Well, we do what we got to do, right?
Right, right. And this is the hard part because we're looking, you know, we're at the bottom of the mountain looking up, but we're going to get there. We just have to think of this. I know you said last week, Paul, I think you said this is our new normal, and someone said, no, this is a temporary normal.
Yeah.
But I think it's helpful to think of this as a new normal for now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a permanent normal, but we have to get into this as though this is kind of, this is where we're at, and this is how we have to function. And, you know, pining away and wishing it all go away isn't going to help anybody.
No.
We just really have to kind of reassess what we absolutely need and take care of that. And then look at all the things that we took for granted and just put them aside for a while. And, you know, you don't have to have those fresh lemons. It's one of the things I'm missing the most, right? I love my fresh lemons. Some of these things we're just going to have to manage, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, it will be. We'll hang in there. We appreciate your updates very much. We'll check it again before too much longer, see how this thing's going, and we'll continue to follow its progression and look forward to finally beginning, the point where we can reintroduce ourselves to each other in person.
Yep. Just stay healthy. Yeah. If you're sick, stay home. Not everybody needs COVID testing. Remember, we want to preserve. Every COVID test requires somebody to use personal protective equipment, goggles, face mask, gloves. And that equipment is absolutely essential for our first responders and our healthcare providers to take care of the things that need to be taken care of. So we need to think through who's getting testing. I'm not saying you shouldn't or can't get a test. We can do testing if needed, but we really need to be careful with our resources from here on in.
All right.
So we'll be adjusting that. Thank you so much, Paul, for your time.
Thank you, Annette. Appreciate it very much.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.